Good morning and welcome to the What's On Your Mind preview. I am Scott Hammond. Mark Scogarbo is here, host of the Common Sense Club, chairman of the Common Sense Club. Together, we'll be behind the microphone for a good portion of the next 6 hours on your radio, updating you on the news and the information. Senator John Hoeven is going to join us. Talk about the farm bill. We're also going to be joined by General Mike Hayden to talk about the NSA surveillance program. He formerly headed the NSA.
I don't know.
He headed up the CIA, and so he will be a good resource. Do you think this guy is a traitor or a hero, this whistleblower that blew the lid on the NSA program, who now, by the way, is asking Russia to consider his asylum request? See, I get a little queasy when I hear about...
This ain't clean. I'm glad the lid is off the range and the degree of the surveillance, but this guy's putting people in harm's way with specific stuff, and boy.
So we should know about the program. It's a bad program.
And like he said that this is a turnkey tyranny, that they know so much about us, so much about they can plug into anything you got and follow you for basically forever, and the government... With, you know, tyranny is just right around. Turnkey tyranny is another word I heard Laura Ingraham use.
But you don't like him?
No, because he's outing a lot of people. He's putting a lot of people in very dangerous harm's way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Exactly right. Another big story. The Obama administration has decided to stop trying to block over-the-counter availability of the most popular contraceptive pill, for all women and girls. A move fraught with political repercussions for President Obama, is how the New York Times put it. The reversal by the government means that anyone, no matter how young, will soon be able to walk into a drugstore and buy the pill. Plan B, one step without a prescription. The Justice Department had been fighting to prevent that outcome, but said late Monday afternoon it would drop its appeal of a judge's order to make the drug more widely available. So is this the judge's fault, the administration's fault? What is this? Who do we blame for this?
We have a whole political party that is committed to a very misguided perspective of women's rights. You know, a little girl can't get aspirin at school. You know, think about the definition of bullying. There, in some ways, political correctness has gone amok. And then on the other hand, the fact that parents don't even have a say in this matter is pretty troubling. And this comes from a perspective that parents have no say over their own kids. That the village that was dreamed up by Miss Hillary and the radical left that believe that teachers are better for kids than parents and churches, you know, we've come to a sorry place.
Boy, have we ever. Unbelievable.
This is just couldn't even be thought of even 5-10 years ago.
We hadn't got a chance to visit with the audience a little bit about some stories that the forum. Fargo-Moorhead, Grand Forks Herald, and I guess the Forum News Service ran on their papers across the state regarding North Dakota's highest paid employees. A boatload of faculty members at the UND School of Medicine. Well, here's the top five. $758,000 for a doctor at the UND School of Medicine. $650,000 for the head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. $580,000 in number three spot for another School of Medicine official. Same thing at number four, and at number five, NDSU football coach Craig Bull. You don't even get a university president until number seven on the list. You've got one employee from the Department of Human Services in the top ten. Otherwise, the rest of the top ten is, again, UND School of Medicine folks, and NDSU's president is number 11. The outgoing chancellor of the university system at number 12. What do you make of this?
Well, I guess that coaches are a lot more important than university presidents. But when you think of tenure and when you think of how much revenue sports generates, how much identity, how much brand it does, how much public relations, UND hockey, NDSU Bison, you know, I mean, they generate a whole branding of their schools. I can see that you got to be competitive, but really, when you look down hard at it, isn't there some really good high school coaches that could handle the X's and the O's and, you know, when they love the chance for 100,000 even?
Well, yes, but obviously they could apply for the position, and it sounds like you think they're overpaid.
This is too much. That you would get as a quality of coach for less money.
It seems possible to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm, but it does seem weird that the college president is way down there, though.
I'm a big fan of the market, and I think all of this stuff is settled by the market.
That's true.
You know, these people educated, these UND School of Medicine folks, you know, can work at many schools of medicine across the country. Right.
And they probably get grants and stuff. They probably generate income for the schools in a pretty big volume. Just like think about UND hockey and Bison football generating a lot of ticket sales, a lot of stuff, a lot of logo merchandise. How can you even define how much of it is? But it's got to be team related. So,
and, you know, again, I think Dave Haxtell and Craig Bull could make that or more at any other school that, you know, that. Because they prove themselves. They have a good track record.
And
this,
sure
is, this is the market in the fields at which they play. So I don't have a big problem with it. I think sometimes people get a little salary envy when they see big stories like that. But we'll talk a little bit about
that. Well, but it does put them up in that upper hated 1%, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. There's a story in the front page of the Fargo Forum today about a standout North Dakota State University football player. And some folks will connect the dot. Wait a minute. Fifth highest paid, you know, public employee in the state. And you can't control your players? You know, some folks will make that, and they could make that about both coaches, to tell you the truth. But Monday...
You know what they did do, though?
Travis Beck was charged with felony aggravated assault, accused of beating a man unconscious in a downtown Fargo street bar after the bars let out early Sunday. He is accused of striking 24-year-old Matthew Onison several times, knocking him unconscious. Fargo police... Deputy Chief Pat Claus said he was taken by ambulance to Sanford, unknown injuries to the head. Beck faces a Class C felony charge, aggravated assault, maximum sentence, 5 years in prison, 5,000 in fines. Beck was suspended from the team pending further information, according to the coach on Mondays.
That's all he can do.
A statement on Monday.
They have a zero tolerance for that kind of extracurricular outside of the football field violence. And... You know, the guy had a few too many beers. He claims that he was rousted by this Arneson, and he responded, went over the top. He flipped and freaked, and, you know, and the coach did whatever they had to do. They have zero tolerance. The guy's suspended and might probably lose out of being kicked out of college as well.
One troubling aspect of this story is that as the police arrived, several witnesses evidently said Beck was the aggressor in the fight, so police called for Beck to return to the scene as he was walking away. When he didn't do it as ordered, police sergeant ran after him, struggled with him during the arrest.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. Now, he later told police he kept walking because he was scared. But I mean,
well, that's called rationalization.
Yeah.
It's resisting arrest for whatever motivation.
Yeah.
Motivations don't change the crime.
Beck told police that Onison tried to push or punch him, said he hit back until Onison fell to the ground. Beck was also punched and was bleeding from the mouth. Police said a third man struck Beck, but said Havoc did so to stop Beck from attacking Onison. So, Onison did not remember anything about the assault. That was the fellow that was transport to the hospital. So, starting linebacker for the Bison. Second on the team in tackles last season with 98, including 9 for lost yardage. Good player. Bad decision.
Intense players, very competitive people. You know, in other parts of the country, this goes on a lot more. In the South, there's just an awful lot of liquor-induced fisticuffs between athletes.
Exactly right. So, anyway, there's a couple of stories that we're going to be tackling, talking more in some detail. So we'll do that as we go throughout the program. You want to know what the temperature is right now?
I do. I'm kind of shivery.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you shivering?
Well, I'm just here in my swimming shorts. I thought that was swim day today.
Where did you get that idea?
I don't know. It just popped into my head early, so that's why I'm here in my trunks.
Yeah, well, we need to take care of that problem.
Yeah.
59 degrees, but headed for 81 today.
Oh, wonderful.
You like that?
Yes, I'm going swimming.
That's in the for folks in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota in the oil patch, 57 headed for 72 today, but I see some sunshine.
Mm.
So not bad at all.
And they're drying up. The sun came out yesterday and sucked up like a bunch of little straws, a lot of water puddles.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There is some areas of North Dakota that will have hazardous weather today. North central, northwest North Dakota, south central, southeast, and southwest. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. So We'll tell you more about that as we go throughout the program. Steve Bakken is going to join in a few minutes here, and we'll do a complete preview of what we're going to do on What's on Your Mind, which will include Senators John Hoeven, General Michael Hayden, talk about the NSA thing, and second-guessing the police in Bismarck over a shot dog at a crime scene.
Yeah.
Naughty dog?
Yeah, I think it was a naughty dog.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up. And we'll chat with you and do a little roundup of sports at the bottom of the hour. This is the What's on Your Mind preview. Stay tuned, folks.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Coming up on What's on Your Mind, Senator John Hoeven will join us. The Senate did pass a 5-year farm bill yesterday, and there is a push underway to continue to simplify and clarify preventive planning rules by Senator Hoeven. We're going to talk with him a little bit about that. Also, how the chances are that this passes over in the House. We're going to chat with General Michael Hayden. He used to head up the NSA. So we'll talk about the sentiments of the vast majority of our audience that this is a very bad program, and they don't like it. We'll talk with him a little bit about that. I want to talk about the whistleblower who now is seeking a place to hide out. And Russia said, hey, come on over here. I don't like this guy. I got to tell you, something creepy about him shopping for the best foreign enemy to hang out in. But More people are seeing him as a hero than they are as a traitor. Anyway, those are a couple of topics we'll tackle. And Steve Bakken is here, co-host of What's On Your Mind.
Good morning,
program.
Scott.
How are you, sir?
I am just fine. Got a little question for you, though.
You have a question for me, all right.
Yeah, what's the most important job in the entire state of North Dakota?
The most important job in the state of North Dakota, I don't know. I think
what job has more duties, more responsibility than any other job?
I don't know. Every mom out there. They raise kids. That's probably the most important job. It ensures that our future is bright if we have good moms out there. So that'd probably be my tops on my list. Is most important
right,
job.
Let me narrow it down a little bit for you. As far as state employees, what is the most important job in the entire state of North Dakota?
Well, I think politically, probably the governor.
He's a state employee.
Right, and an elected official is what I'm trying to point out. Yeah. So that'd be, if you're talking state employees, I'd probably put the governor right up there.
I would think so. Now, doesn't the most important job command the most important salary? If
no.
You look at any big company, who makes the most money? It's the CEO, right?
Yeah. When politics is involved, that kind of goes out the window.
It does to a certain degree, but I look at North Dakota as a business, and business is good right now. And don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating for a raise to the governor. No, not at all. But
should somebody get a salary reduction?
No, but did you see the list of state employees and what their salaries were?
I did. Yep. And the top five. Top five, two are coaches, and three are University of North Dakota School of Medicine officials. We don't even get to number six on the list until we get to a traditional state employee that I would think, in other words, obviously if you work for the School of Medicine, you're a state employee, but some of their salaries derive from research dollars they get and percentages and whatnot. And coaches obviously are a state employee, but obviously they generate revenue for and notoriety for the school.
Very much so.
It's hard to quantify.
And being that we have, well, for the two coaches, of course, UND hockey and NDSU football come right to mind. Those are Division I programs, and you have to pay accordingly if you're going to have those programs.
So, but, do you think the School of Medicine officials? I mean, the top 10 list, as I mentioned, number one, School of Medicine; two, Dave Haxtell, coach of the hockey team; three, School of Medicine; four, School of Medicine; five, Craig Bull, football coach. Six is one of the top Department of Human Services psychiatrists. Seven is President Bob Kelly at UND. Eight, School of Medicine official. Nine, School of Medicine official. 10, Doctor, School of Medicine official. 11, Dean Bershani, NDSU's president. 12, the outgoing chancellor of the university system, Am Shamani. And you get to another Department of Human Services doctor, 13th on the list. 14th, another doctor from the School of Medicine. 15th, Jerry Grunwald from the UND Environmental Research A center at 15th, then School of Medicine, then School of Law at 17, then NDSU's provost at number 18, UND's provost at 19, and another doctor from the School of Medicine to round out the top 20. You got a problem with that list?
It's a little complex. It's a little, I don't know. I tend to look at it to the extent that, what are they providing as far as a service, and what are we getting out of it as a state? I mean, they're state employees. Does everyone in the state benefit off of their position? Are they niche positions?
I guess you can't. How does everyone in the state benefit from a School of Medicine employee? Probably not, unless they have a, family member that's going to the school, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, I guess you could make the case about the presidents that yes, because did they contribute ultimately to the state? But yeah, that's kind of a.
I'm kind of curious if that does break
market,
down though.
The market sets this stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, these School of Medicine officials can go to many different institutes of higher learning.
And I would be a little curious to see if it does break it down. With the thought of there's research dollars tied to that, but I don't know how they can. When you're looking at this, it's a salaried employee, it's a state employee. Is there some way that there's factored research dollars and what they generate for research dollars?
Yeah, that's part of
that.
That's part of the formula. And it doesn't give you great detail, but I can find that. And I'm curious what our listeners think. If they, what is the most important job, and are these positions worth the dollars? It'll be a fun question to ask of our audience. Because, these stories kind of prompt salary-itis sometimes. And, they are tax dollars, so.
It's more like salary envy.
Yeah, there you go, salary envy. That's probably.
What's on your mind today, Scott?
A dog shot by police on Thursday in Bismarck died. A police officer said the dog died from its injuries. Police department investigating the incident. Bismarck police officers serving a search warrant at a home in the south part of town, 9:30 a.m. Thursday. The owner of the uncle of the dog's owner said police officers opened the screen door, yelled that they had a warrant, said he tried to hold Bela Lugosi, a six-year-old pit bull named after the Hungarian actor famous for his role as Dracula, while opening the main door. I did everything I could to restrain him, but the dog escaped, attacked, and bit an officer. The officer later was treated and released at a Bismarck hospital. Two officers shot at the dog. Police Lieutenant Gary Malos says officers shot four times, striking the dog three times. Officers fired six shots, striking the dog four times. Police said Thursday afternoon the dog was in a stable condition, but he died Thursday night. So this will probably prompt some controversy. I don't know that it should. I always defer, by and large, to law enforcement making the right decision. And, imagine yourself in that position. You're trying to serve a warrant. You got a dog barking. You don't know what you're facing in the way of peril. And you have some intel that these officers had been there before. So they obviously have a trouble spot there. But I would imagine some people are going to be in an uproar over the dog dying.
Well, it's my understanding that this was a search warrant where they've repeatedly served search warrants on here on an investigation that they were pursuing. And, to me it comes down to, are there bad dogs or bad owners? And, yeah, that's open to discussion. We'll discuss that more.
Generally bad owners are the problem.
Yeah, usually.
Those topics and more on What's on Your Mind, plus Senator John Hoeven and General Michael Hayden.
Listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. Seven new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today, like yesterday. How about that? Summer actually has arrived, and I don't even see a shower in the forecast today. At least in Fargo-Moorhead and the region, we're talking sunny at a high near 78 with a light, light breeze. I saw some blue sky this morning. That was very nice. Now, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the oil patch today. KTGO country, northwest North Dakota. Showers and thunderstorms today, 40% chance, mainly after 11 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 70. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. And tomorrow, a slight chance of showers before 1, partly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. We continue to inch upward on the temperature front. And not exactly balmy June-like weather, but not bad. 59 degrees. Headed for upper 70s, low 80s in Fargo today. And the region 57, headed for a 70 range. In the oil patch. All right, let's check on some sports. Mark Skogabo is back. Twins win?
They didn't play. So it was a wonderful day for them. But they lost Aaron Hicks for 15 days. His wonderful, delightful center fielder. He got a Bobo Owie in the doubleheader, which they lost. But Arcia is going to come in with his 255 batting average and four homers in 30 games. So pretty able replacement and a quick of foot as well. But the story is the most hated man in football and the most loved.
Who is?
Tebow.
That is a great story. Yep. Is that a done deal? Is it official? The Patriots signed him? We know
pretty
that?
Close. I'm pretty sure they have signed him. He's an unrestricted free agent because he basically just got dumped by the Jets. Remember his last year at Denver. He came in and became a full-time starter after they went 1-4 and led them to the playoffs and won their first playoff game since 06. But then comes Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and he went off to the Jets, and to say the least, he was not a good fit. But, you know, he takes a knee and points heavenward. How vile is that? And if that isn't grim enough, he's pro-life and so is his mom.
Yeah, it's a neat story. It really is. I'm glad they signed him.
He said there's no way. Many people said there's no way he can make it in the big time. He's got to go to Canada or he's got to go to Lithuania.
Or switch positions. They've talked about that forever.
Switch positions. They'd like him to be water boy.
There's no talk of that, right? He's not going to do anything other than be QB in New England?
Brady? I think he's very likely to be maybe a rollout halfback pass option. Brady's, you know, he's got the credentials and certainly got the starting job. So, but he's got good hands. He's got this great competitive heart. Remember, he was Heisman Trophy as a sophomore.
So is he going there as a backup quarterback or is he going there as another position?
We'll find that out. I think he'll be a little of everything, but Brady certainly doesn't need, he doesn't need time off unless he gets hurt. But he's got so many skills and he's so strong in his heart. The only sophomore to ever get the Heisman. Can't underestimate this guy's grit and, of course,
tenacity.
I'm pulling for him because
I am too.
Because he is audacious with his faith.
Yeah, he is. He's awesome. He's raised the bar.
He has.
He really has. I like the guy a lot.
So we're pulling for him.
All right. So that's good news on the Tim Tebow front. What else?
Well, the Redhawks are just cooking. They're now in first place all alone. They They won a shutout yesterday. So they're
St. Paul, right?
Yeah, the Saints, which are, you know, perennially a pretty big team in the minor leagues. Some pretty positive news about NDSU other than this one linebacker. Two linebackers, Carlton Littlejohn and Grant Olson, they got placed on the CFPA-FCS linebacker watch list. North Dakota State Littlejohn and Greg Olson, two of the 35 student-athletes named to the College Football Performance Awards linebacker watch list. This is a big deal and quite an honor for NDSU. Another NDSU story is, you know, they haven't got an 11th game lined up yet. They've got that issue. It looks like their overhaul, $35 million overhaul of the stadium is a done deal. And it looks like...
the Bison Sports Arena.
Yep, Bison Sports Arena. And Taylor, athletic director, looks like they've signed Saul Phillips to a five-year agreement in the basketball department. Looks like a bump in salary. We don't know the details yet. Good bonuses, similar to the kind of contract the head football coach has got. So that's really positive there. Then we're going into the Stanley Cup. We got the Blackhawks revved up. They're hoping to get more out of their third line. Their third line has played great defense, but their scoring's come from the first two. And then it looked like King James had completely flushed the San Antonio bathroom. But remember that they went in with one goal into Miami, and that is to win one of two on that home court now. But, you know, they got just hammered by 19 points. It wasn't even close. The first game, San Antonio only turned the ball over four times, matching an all-time record. Second game, 17 turnovers. I would say turnovers, keeping a control of the ball, is goal number one. And so it's going to be back in San Antonio tonight. And it feels like Miami's ahead. I'm still pulling for Duncan. Like him so much.
Very cool. Minnesota State baseball tournament's on. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm a Minnesota kid.
We get.
You're a Minnesota kid. Minnesota has a rich tradition of good baseball.
They really do.
I grew up, at a lot of baseball games because my dad would cover baseball games. He'd do play-by-play on the radio of high school games. We'd always go to the state baseball tournament. He did. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, Mike Nathy, who is a member of the state legislature from Bismarck and heads up the Powerful Education Committee. He is a product of the Montevideo Mohawks baseball team, one of our state legislators now in North Dakota.
Cool.
Has the Bismarck funeral home. And he always talks about great memories.
Why would I laugh about that? It just seems a strange place for an athlete to end up in a funeral home.
That's something, yeah. Anyway, we always talk about that together. But Perham is taking on number two Delano in Class 2A. And then on the 1A side, New York Mills and Floodwood. I don't even know. Where is Floodwood?
It's somewhere else.
Do you know where Jordan is?
Yeah, it's down by the cities. It's close to, they have apples there. A lot of nice apples.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the 1A tournament is. St. Cloud is hosting the 2A tournament. So Delano and Perham will have the Barrel of Fun cheering section. Since that's the pride of Perm against the Tom Emmer fan club, right?
Yeah, that's right, Tom Emmer.
He's a Delano kind of guy.
We're doing everything we can to get that young man on the Common Sense Club because he's going to try to pick up Michelle Bachman's little mantle.
Jason Lewis is thinking about running for that, too. Are there other people throwing their hand in?
Well, I think Mary Kiffmeyer's close. It might get real interesting.
And then on the Senate side, you have... this Ortman fellow, right? That's running the thing about running against Franken?
McMahon. We had a McMahon on the radio with us. It was pretty...
You liked him?
I really liked
him. Somebody else. There's an Ortman. There's a few more throwing it.
He works at a Catholic school, and he's got these kids, these inner-city Catholic kids, high-risk kids that are 90% in big trouble, came in 2 years behind when they signed them up as freshmen, and they're all going to college. And they treat it like a big sports event when these kids get accepted by a college. They have a big rally once a month and show the spotlights on them and play big rock music. And these kids are treated like stars for academic achievement. And the discipline is really good. And he's part of the board of this McFadden, part of the board of this Catholic school. And great character.
I liked your interview with him.
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Republican State Senator Julianne Ortman says she is seriously considering a challenge to Senator Al Franken as well. So another one. She told the you know anything about her?
Not much. I can't see her voting record in front of me. Where's she from?
Chanhassen.
They got a great Tea Party in Chanhassen, so I would be very surprised if she's not really conservative.
She's been on before, on the program. So I guess Jason Lewis is also thinking about the Senate race. So you're Jason Lewis thinking about that. You got Mike McFadden. He's the Minneapolis businessman. Yep. Talked about the connection to school. Now her, and of course, I think Congresswoman Bachman might be. That might be something that she'd look at too.
She might. She'd
have the star power, without question.
It would be slam dunk for her to get the nomination.
I think we go from baseball, the state tournament, to I guess it was my fault with Tom Emmerich.
We kind of ran out of sports a little bit.
Delano and Perham.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Twins are playing Philadelphia tonight, and they got this wonderful guy named PJ is going to pitch.
College coaches and medical school deans making more money as the salaried state employees than the top executive of the state. We're going to tackle that topic. You know what? Steve asked me what the most important job in North Dakota was, and I said moms.
Yeah, but we're going to have dads on Sunday.
Dads are important, very, very important, too.
I think you're a really good dad.
Moms and dads. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I try. I did find 10 tickle spots with Haley last night. It was 10:45 at night.
Oh.
It was time for bed, but she wanted to play find 20 tickle spots, and we compromised find 10.
Well, that's good.
So I hope that does make me okay.
Well, that...
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, Scott does get up early, so the fact that he is finding tickle spots in the middle of the night is a pretty good thing.
Well, it wasn't so much...
Do you know how you spell love? T-I-M-E.
I was more worried about her getting her sleep.
Oh, is she finding tickle spots on you?
No, but I'm saying, you know, it was more about getting her to bed than it was, you know. It was just wind down time, not wind up time. Find 10 tickle spots can tend to, you know... Wind you up. Not
Can
wind
you tell
down.
People the really breaking sports news of Saturday that she beat you in soccer with me being the judge?
I did not.
No. No. It was close.
It was a very good match.
It was.
Yeah. The referee, I think, tipped the scale the other way, unfortunately. Well. Edward Snowden, NSA whistleblower. Hero or traitor? What do you say about him?
Really mixed feelings. I'm sure glad he did it on the one hand. I wish it would have been much less specific about putting people in harm's way. This is a story I need to dig in deeper, but I'm really glad that the depth and the range of our vulnerability is clear now. And coupled with the mindset of the Obama administration, this just ramps up people's nerves. Impeachment is all over the Internet. This is real.
Yeah, this is a discussion we should have. And I think, quite honestly, given the history of this administration, I'm with you on being very leery on how they would use this information. But there's something unseemly about this guy. He seems like creepy when he's, you know, shopping where to get asylum. I don't like that.
Of course, he's
at all.
What he's done.
Be a man. Be here. It's the United States.
He would live in prison the rest of his life.
Yeah. Because of violating
law.
Yeah.
Specific law.
Yeah. Maybe he should.
Well, no. Unless he comes back here or is extradited, we won't know.
Do we have laws? Anyway. Those are a couple of things we'll be tackling coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We used to have a constitution.
Mark will be here with the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned, my friends. When Nesset Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to Nesset Consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty. Even though we step out into other basins, this is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESA Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESAConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up, we'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power, think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Okay, we're going to check the weather just a moment here. But you said you wanted to understand this story better, Mark, about this whistleblower.
I'm going to dig in it.
I'm going to read you the story here. This is at least from The Guardian, okay? And this is specifically about Russia offering him asylum. So let's tell us a little bit more about this guy. And Guardian is the one that broke this story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Russia has offered to consider an asylum request from the U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden in the Kremlin's latest move to woo critics of the West. Snowden fled the United States before leaking the details of a top-secret U.S. surveillance program to The Guardian this month. He is currently believed to be in Hong Kong, but has reportedly changed hotels to keep his location secret. Fearing U.S. retaliation, Snowden said at the weekend that my predisposition is to seek asylum in a country with shared values.
Uh-oh.
Citing Iceland as an example.
Oh.
He defended his decision to flee to Hong Kong by citing its relative freedom compared with mainland China. Snowden is not known to have made any asylum requests, including to Russia. Yet, speaking to the Russian newspaper, Vladimir Putin's spokesman said, if such an appeal is given, it will be considered. We'll act according to facts.
You know, that means it's pure speculation at this point. Hong Kong is a very free place, even though it's got the Chinese protectorate. But it's amazing how much individual autonomy and business goes on there.
Putin's spokesperson said those comments were widely carried by the Russian media, which have largely ignored Snowden's revelations that the NSA was secretly empowered with wide-reaching authority to collect information from the U.S. mobile provider Verizon and to snoop on emails and internet communications via a data mining program called PRISM. Russia's feared security services are widely believed to maintain similar powers. Yeah, so come on over here. This is no big deal here. The comments on potential asylum opened the floodgates on support for Snowden. An influential MP with the ruling United Russia Party said that would be a good idea.
I think they want to talk to this super hacker and see if he can help them undermine us.
Head of the Duma International Affairs Committee and a vocal U.S. critic said on Twitter, by promising asylum to Snowden, Moscow has taken upon itself the protection of those persecuted for political reasons.
Isn't that wonderful?
There will be hysterics in the U.S. They only recognize this right for themselves. He continued, listening to telephones and tracking the Internet, the U.S. Special Services broke the laws of their country. In this case, Snowden is a human rights activist. Funny, because when you're a whistleblower in Russia, you're not exactly a hero.
You're found in some gulag somewhere.
Yeah.
Standing on your head in the snowbank.
You get the guillotine.
Or you're mentally ill and they pump you full of all kinds of
chlorazine. So why are they quick to offer support for whistleblowers who expose wrongdoing in the West, like the head of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange?
Well, you see, another synonym for socialism is hypocrisy. Remember that Marx said anything you say to advance your cause is justifiable. Anything that moves you towards the end, which is domination and power, is okay. There is no such thing as truth or right and wrong.
So do you have any additional information to be able to render an opinion on whether this guy's a hero or a traitor yet?
If he goes to Russia, he becomes even more yellow. As long as he stays, you know, Iceland certainly is not, the Iceland Navy is two icebergs with a funny little flag on it. So they're not what you call an international power. Hong Kong is a haven that quite free. If he goes to Russia, though, that will pretty much paint him into the corner of who he really is.
I don't like the guy. Ambassador John Bolton said he's guilty of the worst form of treason.
Well, Bolton's pretty sharp. He understands the law very well, too.
68% of Americans think the government is listening to their phone calls in a poll. And
that's how the wheels come off.
This guy is seen by more as a hero. He asked the question on our Facebook page. And people like him. People like the guy. I don't share that view.
I think when we see, you know, the first blush was they're shining light into the darkness of tyranny. The second blush is, what harm has he done specifically to people by revealing secrets? What harm, you know, we need to follow. This is a story that's going to keep on opening up.
One listener said, I can't believe this is even a question, the hero or traitor thing. Calling out anything duplicitous or corrupt within a government used to be a definition of heroic in this country, particularly when doing so potentially puts the whistleblower in harm's way. This should be irrespective of which party is in power.
The principle's right on. It's just, he broke laws. Did he jeopardize legitimate national security, you know, and specific agents? Did he jeopardize them, as I've heard on a late-night talk show?
Yeah.
I don't know. But the concept, I agree with that caller, shining light, you know, revealing this oversight and this intrusion. I'm glad that part has happened.
You have fun on your program?
You too.
You're going to talk, I see, with the folks from FlyersRights.org.
But this one guy, I mean, he just went for it. His daughter had died in the Lockerbie shootdown. He committed his life to fighting for the rights of passengers in air flights. And he marshaled a bunch of congresspeople. And, you know, he appeared here. He encouraged people to sign petitions. And this man is a hoss, and he accomplished something good.
Also, the Cass County Young Republicans president, writer, author, and speaker, who will be at speaking tonight at Big D's Bar and Grill. So you have fun, okay?
Yeah.
Forecast for Fargo, mostly sunny. High near 78 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Sunny and 78 tomorrow. A couple of nice days together. Still some rain showers in the oil patch. Chance of showers after 11 today, partly sunny, high near 70. Chance of showers tonight, 51 tomorrow. Slight chance of showers before 1, otherwise partly sunny at 73. Looking for a warm-up there. What's on your mind coming up straight ahead in your calls? Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.